Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, August the 5th. We're starting off the grains lower here this morning. December corn was down 5.25 cents overnight at 398. September wheat down 13.75 cents at 525.25. And November beans down 8.5 cents at 1018.75. We did not see any export sales here this morning, though I expect to see some over the weekend. The big news is the meltdown in the Dow Jones. Currently, Dow Jones looks to open up about 1,100 points lower here after the debacle that we saw on Friday, obviously due to the unemployment numbers coming out at 0.2 of a percentage point higher than what they were looking for, now at 4.3%. We only created 115,000 new jobs. Stock market fell out of bed. The dollar broke a full penny. The dollar, again, this morning is down another 90 ticks, down to 102.09. We've traded as low as 101.96. So hopefully this will help the exports with the cheaper dollar out here. But the other outside markets, we've got the Dow about 1,100 lower. The bonds are up about 1.5 points. Silver is down $1.30. Gold's down 34 bucks. Bitcoin is down $12,700 a coin. So, you know, is this another meltdown situation like we've seen in the past? I don't think so. The Dow Jones hasn't even gone into a 10% correction mode here. The high was 42,000 and change. We're down here just under 39,000. So we're not even at a 10% correction out here. But we'll see how the rest of the day goes. You know, overall, there's not a whole lot of news out here for the week. We'll get export inspections at 10 o'clock. We'll have crop progress tonight. We'll see if the heat over the last 10 days in Kansas and Nebraska has really taken a toll on those crops. But some places are certainly better with the rains they've had. Some places are worse. We'll see how it all comes out in the end. During the week, we'll get export sales on Thursday. Not a whole lot of other major reports out there. Next week on Monday, we'll get supply and demand, the WASD report, so that'll be interesting. Most people think that we could see a 1 million acre reduction in corn acres out here. The USDA said they're going to use all available resources to determine the acreage. So that's a positive sign. This means that whatever acreage number they give us is a real reflection of what they're seeing out there in the world and not just kind of an extrapolated guess. So that's good for the markets. But we'll see what the WASD does next week. But this week, you know, if we can shake ourselves from the sell-off in the Dow, that would be helpful. Now, we tend to make our lows the first Monday of the month. This is the first Monday of the month. So could we make new lows in corn, wheat, and beans here? Certainly possible. We're within certainly eyeshot of being able to accomplish that here today if we're lower. But hopefully we'll see the funds step in, and I want to cover some of the stuff on the breaks out here. We still have the tensions in the Middle East, and that could explode at any given moment. So, you know, I don't know that this is going to be the sell-off in the grains that people are so concerned about. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.